Jesus said in our gospel for today, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never be perishing, and no one can take them out of my hands." As I mentioned in my introduction a while ago, today we continue to reflect the beautiful relationship of the shepherd and his sheep. Last Sunday is Good Shepherd Sunday. We start reflecting with the identity of Jesus as our Good Shepherd, and we are his sheep. Question: who is your shepherd in your life today that you are following? Who is your shepherd that you're listening in your life? Who is your shepherd that you keep on believing and trusting in your life? If we try to imagine the life of the sheep during the ancient Palestine, during the time of Jesus, or even until today in Israel, we can imagine that the sheep is living a pampered life. The sheep is a pampered animal. I read one commentary, and this is a very beautiful description. The sheep is living a pampered life. The sheep is a pampered animal. For us who are not familiar with sheep, especially here in the Philippines and in urban areas, sa mga syudad, city like here in Metro Manila, maybe we can compare the life of our sheep to our favorite pets, our dogs, our cats. Today, our pet dogs and cats are living a pampered life. We can compare them to a sheep who is a pampered animal. What makes the sheep, the life of a sheep, or our favorite pets, a pampered life? Bakit nga ba sila tinatawag na living a pampered life? Una, because the shepherd or the owner of the pet has an intimate relationship for his sheep. May malalim na kaugnayan ang may-ari ng hayop sa kanyang inaalagaan. There's a close tie, and the relationship with his or her sheep or kanyang alagang hayop is because of his love for him, for his love for that pet. They know their sheep and even give them names. Nakaka-relate tayo dahil pati yung mga alaga nating hayop ay may mga pangalan din because of our personal affection of the shepherd, personal affection of the shepherd to his sheep. Second, because of that intimate affection, malalim na ugnayan ng shepherd sa kanyang tupa, the shepherd takes care of it. Inaalaga niya ito ng mabuti. He feeds it well. He brings it to greener pasture. He's bothered if the sheep is sick. He protects his sheep from danger and even risks his life just to find his lost sheep. And more so, the shepherd does not mind if he smells already like a sheep. That's why if there are images, nakikita natin yung mabuting pastol, dala-dala niya sa kanyang balikat ang kanyang tupa. Because of the intimate relationship of the shepherd to his sheep, the shepherd gives everything to the sheep. He takes care of it, he looks for it when he is lost, and even he does not mind if he already smells like his flock, like his sheep. And third, because of the close ties between the shepherd and the sheep could recognize the distinctive call of the shepherd. Very interesting na dahil sa malalim na ugnayan ng shepherd sa kanyang tupa, alam ng tupa, the sheep knows the voice of the shepherd. And he only, during the pastures of the field, he only recognize and follow, obey no other voice than the voice of his own shepherd. Very interesting. Alam ng tupa kung sino ang kanyang amo, kung sino ang kanyang shepherd, because of the close ties or affect the close affection between the shepherd and the sheep. Going back, like our us here in the Philippines, and also those who are pet lovers, our dogs, our cat, are also familiar with their, with our voices, the voice of their master. Pag tinawag mo yung aso mo, yung pusa mo, kahit malayo, pag alam niya ikaw, yon kanyang amo, lalapit ito. Interesting. Because of the close ties, the affection between the shepherd and the sheep knows the voice of the shepherd. And so what makes a sheep a pampered animal? It is because of that intimate affection of his or her shepherd to him. The shepherd knows his sheep, and the sheep knows his shepherd, obeys his shepherd, trusts the voice of his shepherd. My dear sisters and brothers, this personal bond between the shepherd and the sheep is the most important feature that Jesus wants to portray when He tells us about the parable of the Good Shepherd. Ito yung gustong mensahe ng ating Panginoon para sa atin. If we try to reflect the message of Jesus in the parable of the Good Shepherd, when we try to reflect the image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd, that we are pampered sheep of God. We are pampered sheep of God. We are God's favorite, and we are God's beloved flock. God gave us a shepherd, a good shepherd, to tend for us, to take care for us, to bring us even to good pasture, to protect us from danger and harm. And our good shepherd always searches for us when we are lost, and even he risked his life, he offered his life for us. Our good shepherd knows us personally. He knows you, my dear brothers and sisters. He knows our name, and He's always concerned for our welfare. You know, one of the secret of the saints, secreto ng mga santo kung why they remain holy and persevere in living out their faith even amidst trials and persecutions, is because they are convinced that Jesus is their good shepherd. That Jesus as their good shepherd, Jesus know them personally, and Jesus can protect them from danger. Jesus, as their good shepherd, cares for them. This is the good news, my dear brothers and sisters, for today. We are God's pampered sheep. We are God's beloved flock. And God gave us a good shepherd who always pampers us with His love, care, and compassion. And a good shepherd who lays down His life for us, His beloved flock. We are indeed pampered sheep of Jesus, for we are His own flock. We are His own special sheep. What is the challenge for us as we reflect these words of Jesus, the Good Shepherd? Anong hamon para sa atin ang Ebanghelyo ngayon bilang mga tupa ng ating Panginoon? Una, we need to listen to the voice of our Good Shepherd. Do we always listen to the voice of our Lord Jesus Christ? Do we always believe in His words? Jesus said in our gospel today, "My sheep hear My voice." Do we always listen and recognize the voice of our Good Shepherd in our life? Do we take time to listen to Him in our life? If we try to observe, our world today is so noisy, full of noise, napakaingay. A lot of voices speaking. Napakaraming gustong magsalita. Marami ang nagsasalita. Our world is so noisy with a lot of news circulating around. A lot of people speaking of different views. And even today, our world is noisy because of a lot of negative things, negative views. And we also try to reflect, hindi lang pala maingay sa labas, even within us is also noisy. A lot of things bothers within us. A lot of things bothers our hearts that make it so noisy. Noise of like fear, anxiety, anger and fear that bothers inside us. There are noise outside, and even there are noise inside. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, it is only when we find time to silence ourselves, if we only turn down the volume of the world, that we can listen to the voice of our Good Shepherd speaking to us. As they say, God speaks to us in silence. The voice of God is in silence. Do we still have time to pause and to listen to the voice of our Good Shepherd, who knows us, who knows our name, who knows our struggles and pains in life, who knows what we need in our life, who assures us comfort and security, and even who offers us peace? At kung tayo nakikinig sa ating mabuting pastol, Good Shepherd, to the voice of Jesus as our Good Shepherd, do we believe in Him? Do we trust Him? And even do we obey Him? Or are we like the Jews in the gospel who hears the words of Jesus but they do not believe in Him? They do not trust in Jesus, and more so they doubt in Him and look for many evidences. They look for signs to prove that Jesus is the one sent by God. In the end, because of their doubt, because of their mistrust, they don't trust in Jesus. They cannot obey the words of Jesus as their Good Shepherd. Remember, a true sheep knows how to trust his shepherd and have faith in him. A true sheep of God knows how to trust his Good Shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ, and have faith in him. How about us? Do we really believe and trust in our Good Shepherd, even in times of difficulties and uncertainties in life? And do we still believe, even in times of pandemic, that He will pamper us, that Jesus will pamper us with His care? He will always dare to protect us and bring us to greener pasture, to bring us to a place of peace and serenity, to bring us to a place of abundance in our life. You know, if we look at the shape of a heart, yung puso, the shape of a heart is a combination of a combined ears. Pinagdikit na dalawang tenga. Ang hugis ng puso ay pinagdikit na dalawang tenga. Hugis ng tenga. That's why when we listen, pag tayo nakikinig, we should listen from the heart. Kaya nga napakaganda yung image na yung puso ay parang hugis ng pinagdugtong na dalawang tenga. It reminds us that kung tayo nakikinig, we listen from the heart. And when we listen from the heart, we can fully understand the message of God. We can believe in it, and more so, we can surrender ourselves to our Good Shepherd. If we listen to our Good Shepherd, please listen from the heart. And if we are faithful in listening to the voice of our shepherd from the heart, it's easy for us to obey him and to persevere, to remain in his fold, not to be lost in God's fold. Then for sure, our good shepherd will lead us to greener pasture of eternal life. Ito ang kanyang pangako sa atin. God will bring us to the good pasture of eternal life in His kingdom in heaven. And second, challenge for us. If we listen to His voice, believe in His words, have faith in the words of our Good Shepherd, the next step is we are called to follow the footsteps of our Good Shepherd. As Jesus said in our gospel again today, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me." They follow me. Are we ready to be good shepherd to others by following how Jesus take care his flock? Are we ready also to pamper others, especially those who are lost, those who are least and last in society, by our acts of care for them, by acts of concern for them, especially in this time of pandemic. Kaya ba natin maging good shepherd who can comfort those who are in need in these trying times of our world? And as a good shepherd, we are called to guide them so that they will not be lost. We are called to make sacrifices in order for them to have life. And even we are challenged as a good shepherd to bring our brothers and sisters to greener pasture by sharing our blessings and graces to them. Usong-uso ngayon ang mga community pantries, modern-day bayanihan, modern-day multiplication of loaves. Are we ready also to respond to that call to be a good shepherd by bringing our least, lost, and last brothers and sisters in our society, those in need, to a greener pasture by sharing our blessings to them, by giving them graces in life? Today, we reflect. Are we faithful and obedient sheep of our good shepherd? And are we also ready to take up the challenge of Jesus to be a good shepherd to others? We pray in our Mass today that we may always listen to the voice of our God from the heart, to listen to the voice of our good shepherd from the heart, so that we can persevere in following Him. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.